case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the podcast right now.
Show that I'm obsessed with at the moment is SAS Australia in its second season. Last night we saw Pete Murray have to leave because he got a dislocated elbow, and he joins me on the phone. Good morning.
Maddie, hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. So what happened after we last saw you on the screen? Did you go to the emergency department? Did they let you have a shower? What happened?
I haven't seen the show, so I'm not sure where they left. But I had to basically, once I left the site of where SAS was, I had to drive down to Lithgow Hospital. Okay. And that was about a two-hour drive, so it wasn't the most comfortable drive in the car with a dislocated elbow. But I managed to go there, and lucky they were able to put it in for me, because I know the docs were going, look, I don't know if we can get this thing in. It's pretty badly dislocated. And, you know, on the show, you probably noticed we weren't having a lot of food. Mm. I remember I was starving, because that morning we had terrible porridge. We had some, I think, soup for lunch or maybe a sandwich, and I was hanging for dinner. And when I did this, it was before dinner, so I didn't eat. And by the time I got to Lithgow, it was like super late. And the doc's there saying to me, look, you know, we might need to send you to Penrith for an operation. We can't get this in. And I remember, I don't get angry too often, but I remember firing up a little bit because I was so tired and hungry. And I said, listen, I don't give an F what you do, doc, but I want to wake up and I want this arm in because I want to eat some food because I'm so hungry. they had three cracks, three guys at getting my elbow in on the last go they got it. So it was a pretty nasty one.
Well, thank goodness for that. So do you reckon that was the hardest part of the whole show is the food and not having enough? Or do you think actually the challenges of going in the water was?
Well, the challenges, the tasks are definitely the hardest thing. I mean, everything that you don't do in normal life, like jumping out of a helicopter and climbing across a ladder when you're, I don't know, 20, 30 metres above the water, it's super high. It's a long way down. You know, putting a seatbelt on, being lowered down under the water in a car, waiting for a tap on the shoulder to get out. All these things are very challenging things, and you've got to, not just physically, but mentally, you've got to be prepared for it. So to me, I went on the show with the attitude of being a soldier and really not saying much when I was doing the task. I was chatting to the guys back at the barracks, of course, but when you're doing the task, I really focused on what the guys had to say, because when we first came on the show, the DS, they said, you need to really listen to what we say. And if you listen to what we say, we will help you get through these tasks. If you don't, you'll make mistakes. And that's what was happening to a lot of people, I guess, if you weren't fully listening. So I really sort of focused on that to make sure we get through. But the tasks were pretty challenging and definitely scary. I mean, a lot of people, for example, watching, you know, the submerged car would have been panicking just watching that. So
yeah, I sat there and I tried to time myself and I couldn't hold my breath for 40 seconds. So I knew I would be out at that point.
Well, I had to go longer because I really set myself a goal of not failing any tasks. And I did. Up until that point in the show, before I busted my elbow, there was nothing that I'd failed. So I was really proud of that, you know, to get there. But doing the car thing, when I was underwater, as I surfed a lot, I was quite calm underwater and I was okay in this one. But what happened was when Foxy, the DS, came in to touch my shoulder, I threw his hand, I reached for the seatbelt to get off, and he pulled his hand back out and I went, oh, I'm going to fail this. So I had to go back and hold the steering wheel again. And I think he held me there for another 10 seconds or so. So I was, which is a long time when you know, there's a little bit of panic starts to creep in. But by the time I got to the surface, I had just swallowed a little bit of water. So I was getting a little bit desperate, but I hung on there until he tapped me again. So, you know, it was great. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see any of my tasks. Unfortunately, they weren't on telly, but I wanted my kids to see them, and especially that moment, because that was a challenging one, really challenging.
Yeah, definitely. So you were talking before just about being prepared for it. How long was it between you finding out you were on the show and actually there? How long did you have to prepare?
I got a call about a month out. So a month's really not much time to prepare. You know, for fitness levels, it was just the main thing I had to do was I hadn't run for 25 years because I'd had a knee reconstructions on both my knees. So running was just too painful, but I thought, gosh, this show, I'm going to have to run a bit. So I had to start to do some running. And after the first week, I strained my calf, which I carried into the show. It got a little bit better, but the task when I did the helicopter across the ladder and I flung my legs up, my calf hit the bottom rail of the helicopter and I smashed that same spot where my calf was sore. So on the very first day, that was like just aggravated that again and opened it up. So that was a real challenge. But yeah, like I said, a month out is not a great time and you're not going to get too much fitness from it. It's just really kind of getting used to running and doing some hill work and carrying weights in the backpack, because the backpack was another thing they had us doing, is carrying basically 20 kg in a backpack. And that's when you're walking or running with weight, it's just a big difference from just, you know, walking on your own.
Yeah. Do you know of any other challenges coming up in the season that you wish you got to try and you're like, oh, I'm so annoyed that I got kicked out so I could go try this one?
I haven't seen anything. So, but all of them, you know, look, I love doing all that stuff. I didn't mind being yelled at by the DS, and I like that. So yeah, I'm sure, you know, once I've watched the rest of the season, I'm sure I'm going to be, you know, regretting everything. But like I said, you know, when you've got an injury like that, there's nothing that you can do about it. It's, I guess the positive thing for me too is I didn't hand in my number. And the guys in the show said, look, you know, that if you're going to go out, that's the best way to go. You get injured, you don't sort of give up. So, you know, as I said, there's not much I could have done. And like I said, I hadn't failed any tasks, so I was really happy with what I'd achieved on the show, even though it was only 4 days. But anyway, that's, you know, that's just what it is.
That's life, really. So there's already rumour around season 3 casting already. Who do you want to see put through the course? Is there any celebrities in mind?
I haven't even thought about it, to be honest. I don't know. But there... there was a friend of mine, I won't say who it was, but she's an actress and she did call me because she was asked to do it. And my advice to her was just make sure you've got a fair bit of level of fitness before you go on to the show. And if you're not ready to do it this season, then just wait, because it's very hard. And I think when I explained a few tasks that we had to do to her, she was like, okay, I might wait.
So do you reckon we're going to see her next year then?
I don't know. I don't know whether she's on that. And even if I did, I couldn't tell you anyway.
Oh, okay, keeping it super secret. Well, Pete, thank you so much for joining me. Hopefully you're all recovered now. SAS Australia continues tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30 on Channel 7 and 7+.